Man and science gave birth to life here, today, in the future. Man, woman, child, all is up against the wall of science.
I like the future. I'm in it.
Build it myself, and I love it.
I'm not sure.
Personally, I'm very pleased.
No, I think it's going to be all right.
I can dig it.
How do I like the future? Well, the future's not here yet, man.
Smaller, but cleaner.
Right on.
I said live it or live with it.
Straight ahead.
Well, I think it has quite a great future in it. It's electric.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the program. Today we are going to talk about a rather serious topic, the future. What does the future hold? Today we are going to make some predictions. The year, as you know, is 1945. 100 years from now, it will be 2045. It is difficult to imagine the state of the world in 100 years. In 100 years, I predict that man will have stepped foot on other celestial bodies, such as the moon and the planet Mars. In 100 years, I predict that the average man will get his news and entertainment from a variety of sources. Big companies will no longer have a monopoly on the news and entertainment people enjoy. I predict that in 100 years, cars will no longer be constrained to the ground. They will have the ability to fly in the air at will. And the energy that powers the cars will come from the sun. In 100 years, I predict that television sets will get increasingly smaller. I predict that television sets will shrink to the point that they can fit on our wristwatches. I think that in 100 years, there will be film cameras at every street corner. They will be put in place in the name of our safety, but our freedoms will increasingly vanish. We will trade our freedom for safety. We will allow our rights to be eroded because the authorities tell us it will keep our children safe. Now, remember, these are only predictions, not prophecy. Maybe someday a future man will look back on them. Good day.
Once more, for wop, wop, do wop.
wop, wop, do wop. Here we are. Here we are. Oh, well, what the hell? Oh, well, what the hell? Living in the 50s. One more. Wop, wop, do wop.
There's Ted's with drainpipe trousers and Deb's in coffee houses, and things ain't what they used to be. There used to be trams, not very quick, got you from place to place, but now there's just jams, half a mile thick. Stay in the human race, I'm walking, they've stuck parking meters outside our doors to greet us. Now things ain't what they used to be. Oh, monkeys flying round the moon, we'll be up there with them soon. Things ain't what they used to be. Once our beer was frothy, but now it's frothy coffee. Well, things ain't what they used to be. It used to be fun, Dad and old mum paddling down Southend, but now it ain't fun. Never mind, chum, Paris is where we spend our outings. Grandma tries to shock us all doing these are blocking old things and what they used to be. We used to have stars, singers who sung, and we sing our gear. They're buying guitars, blinkety-blonk, bagging themselves with free chords only. Once we dance from 12 to 3, I've got news for Elvis P. Things ain't what they used to, hear the lot we used to.
This is William Shatner with Time Capsule. Freezing humans now and unfreezing them at a later date is nearer than you imagine. Within decades, you'll be able to have yourself cryonically interred and thawed at the date that suits you. In 10 years, 100 years, or 1,000. Upon awakening, there'll be orientation organizations where you'll be able to gently slide into a culture that is quite strange and frightening. After a few weeks, tasting the new food, having incurable diseases cured, wearing the spray-on clothing, listening to a new language, living in a society without war, famine, or prejudice, you'll have your choice of staying or going back to sleep. Hibernation, once only for animals, will be in the hands of humans. But for now, better pay your rent. That's Time Capsule for now. This is your synergist, William Shatner.
Gotta say the future's awesome. Everything is A-OK. All the work is done by robots. Every day is Saturday. Future people all have jetpacks, fly around in flying cars. There's so much that I could tell you, but the coolest part by far. Everybody gets a kitten, a new one every single day. Everybody gets a kitten. You can name if you want, or you can give it away. There is no disease or hunger, zero poverty or war. Life is just a giant party, and no one here is ever bored. All the factories burn rainbows, you can buy a house on Mars. There's so much that I could tell you, but the coolest part by far. Everybody gets a kitten, a new one every single day. Everybody gets a kitten, you can name if you want or not. Everybody gets a kitten, a new one every single day. Everybody gets a kitten, you can name if you want, or you can give it away.
Stains from silver blue to bloody red as our feet find the sand and the sea straight ahead. Straight ahead. Giant phone, greet us with a smile before you. let's go under, we take a last look. We'll kill the noise of the outer star. So down and down and down and down and down and down we go. Hey, my darling, we must not be late for the show. Neptune champion games to an aqua world is so dear. Life this way, says a mermaid, I can hear.
Well, all we take is glass and clothes. your pocket in a shining '94.
This is William Shatner with Time Capsule. We have a population segment too old to work, too young to die, and too sick to live. Our youth-oriented culture looks down on them. They're titled senior citizens. According to the Longevity Foundations, in 100 years, the expression senior citizen will be obsolete. We'll all be drenched by the fountain of youth, and there'll be no physical generation gap. Arthritis, rheumatism, booming blood pressure, cataracts, varicose veins, heart failure, and all death-dealing diseases eliminated. Superior nutrition, sophisticated cosmetology, vitalization injections, body architecture, complete organ transplants, and laser surgery, these all make physical infirmity a dead issue. There'll be no need to recapture youth. You never lost it. Gone will be the query, how old are you? Replacement, how happy are you? That's Time Capsule for now. This is your synergist, William Shatner.
Century. future. That sounded strange, but there was something about it. Looking back, I recall the eyes of an angel. Who wouldn't wonder what it would look like? You said clear your mind and look right at me. Try not to blink or make sudden movements. I said I was ready, and he pushed a button. I opened my eyes and here's what I saw. It's a picture of the future. You're not in it. Picture the future. You're not in it. Picture the future. You're not in it. I can't picture me without
I want to see you on Kids are doing it. It's the future, man. Don't you got it? Yeah, come on. We're here now. Yes, good evening, my friends from the past. This is your old friend, KBC, and I'm in the future now, so suck it. All right? Anyway, tonight we have all kinds of futuristic, voyeuristic predictions. Who knows? We had some predictions from 1945 to start with. Scary, right? Yeah. Living in the 50s was the Android Sisters because the 50s were the future at one point. Max Bygraves from England. Bygraves, it says here. I don't know. Things Ain't What I Used to Be from 1960. And then a bunch of time capsules coming up featuring William Shatner. You'll figure them out, but that was one of them, and then there's more. Okay, everybody gets a kitten. That's my favorite part of the future, except here's a warning. If you get a new kitten every day for 3 months, you're going to have to move. Okay? Just so you know. Well, then we heard a demo from Mr. Jimi Hendrix himself, 1983, A Merman I Should Turn to Be. Yes, that was Doopy time for sure. 1984 was The Wheels of Time. How prophetic can you be? And then Layback. That was in the year 2525. And then 21st Century Schizoid Man was the 21st century schizoid man himself, Ozzy Osbourne. Treat Her Right. Picture of the Future and Future Now from Peter Hamill. All right, so we're going to Tomorrowland here, folks, and it's not as much as fun as you think it's going to be. But go ahead and think that if you want. All right, anyway, I'll be back. I got more stuff for you.
It can be hard enough to predict what will happen next week, never mind what will happen by the end of this century. But based on current trends, future accords, and some educated guesswork, we can make at least a few predictions about what the rest of the years that begin with 2-0 will hold. Here's what the world will look like when it's time to party like it's 2099. India's population boom. For a long time, China's been the reigning champion in the contest to house the most human beings. But a 2015 study of global population trends conducted by the United Nations showed that by 2022, India will be so packed with people that it'll knock China out of the top spot. And the country's population is growing so fast that researchers aren't necessarily sure that this hasn't already happened. These days, scientists aren't as freaked out as they once were about overcrowding the Earth. But there's no question that we'll have packed a lot more people onto the planet by the dawn of the 22nd century. 11.2 billion to be exact, which is a whopping 9.6 billion more than we're here in the year 1900. So better claim your space now. Aloha Mars. People haven't been to the moon since the 1970s, but that's okay. We have another goal in mind now, walking on Mars. In 2011, 10 space agencies from all over the world met to discuss plans to visit the Red Planet, with a goal of setting human feet on Martian soil by the mid-2030s. Ultimately, that fourth rock from the sun is considered the likeliest place for a human colony. ideally as an outpost for Earthlings. But it'll also be a good backup plan in the event of our current planet becoming uninhabitable. But we're doing okay, right? Maybe not. See ya, sea ice. According to some data models, the Earth is on pace to lose virtually all Arctic sea ice by 2037. As of 2009, there were 4.6 million square kilometers of sea ice still in existence. If it continues disappearing, in another 20 years we'll have less than 1 million square kilometers left, much of which will be thinner than what we have today, and could end up vanishing under the right conditions. The study in question doesn't say when we might expect the Arctic to lose ice completely, but the general consensus is that if that happens, we're all pretty much doomed. The Ozone Zone.
Recently, scientists discovered a weak spot in the ozone layer over Antarctica, the icy continent at the South Pole.
We don't hear much about it now, but in the 70s and 80s, the hole in the Earth's ozone layer was considered one of the biggest threats to our civilization. If it got any bigger, we feared, the sun's ultraviolet rays would come through it unimpeded and quickly roast us alive. Thankfully, steps were taken to reduce the use of chemicals causing the ozone depletion, and the ozone layer has been slowly but surely healing itself. Still, it's a slow process. It won't be until 2075 that the most damaged part of the layer over the Antarctic will fully heal. Weasels out. Aside from nuclear bombs, few things are worse for the environment than invasive species, which show up in places they're not native to, prey on the local wildlife, spread exotic diseases, and generally mess up the natural order of things. But if New Zealand's plans work out, invasive species like rats, weasels, possums, and ferrets will be eradicated from the island by 2050.
Ice this weasel.
What? Getting rid of these animals will cost the country over $6.2 billion, but that's a small price to pay for saving the 25 million native birds, including beloved national symbol, the kiwi, who are eaten by these predators every year. And kiwis aren't the only birds in danger. The way of the dodo. According to a 2011 study on climate change, extreme temperature fluctuations might just spell the apocalypse for bird populations worldwide. If global temperatures rise by just a few degrees Celsius, researchers say anywhere from 600 to 900 species of birds will go extinct, most of them from tropical zones, where the temperature stays pretty much the same all year round. If those places suddenly get too hot or too cold, the birds that lack the ability to adapt or migrate to a more hospitable climate won't survive. Or they'll get their revenge. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Right now, robot uprisings are pure science fiction, since none of the AI systems we've created are as smart as we are. But according to Ben Ross, an expert at MYOB technology, artificial intelligence is on pace to match human intelligence by 2040. And by 2060, it'll surpass us, which means we better give our robots a solid moral foundation in addition to smarts. In a TED Talk, Ross told fellow AI creators that they should make sure we guide its pathway forward, ensuring a great outcome instead of bad. In other words, it's up to us whether our super intelligent, super powerful AI ends up looking like Wall-E or something much more sinister.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Thanks for watching.
Time to go.
Party.
Venus round.
my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the future. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the future. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer.
It is the business of the future to be dangerous. It is the business of the future to be dangerous. It is the business of the future to be dangerous. It is the business of the future to be dangerous.
Now let's turn time forward. Now let's turn time forward. Now let's turn time forward. Time is moving forward. And music is still mad.
Do you remember the future?
But listen to how it has developed since the time of this man.
Do you remember the future?
Predictions of the future. Predictions bound to come true. Watch and listen. For you now know the future.
Hearing the future.
Do you remember the future?
On this recording, you will be hearing the future.
Now let's turn time.
Predictions of the future.
Time is moving forward.
You can learn what will happen in the future just as surely as you can know the past.
For you now know the future.
The events that will create banner headlines in the newspapers of tomorrow and of the events of next month. Listen. Listen carefully.
Now music has become an inseparable part of each man's life. The expression of all of his emotions from the moment he makes his entrance on Earth, the time is upon. You know the future now.
Listen,
Cap.
We are all interested in the future. Future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Prediction of the future. Prediction bound to come true. Watch and listen. For you now know the future.
Caring the future.
Do you remember the future?
On this recording, you will be hearing the future.
Predictions of the future.
You can learn what will happen in the future just as surely as you can know the past.
For you now know the future.
The events that will create the banner headlines in the newspapers of tomorrow and of the events of next month. Listen. Listen carefully.
And now our songs are ended. But may their melody linger on, for the story they've told is ageless.
It is the business of the future to be dangerous.
The future is not as good as it used to be. The future is not as good as it used to be. Monorails above the city I was gonna love to ride. Tiny pills that you pop in your mouth with a 16-inch pizza inside. Jet-powered packs that you strap on your back and zip up into the sky. The future is not as good as it used to be. Picture telephones that let you look at to whom you are talking. Moving sidewalks take you to work so you don't have to do any walking. Landing pads upon your roof for convenient hovercraft docking. The future is not as good as it used to be. 20-hour work weeks and everybody speaking Esperanto. International worldwide government solving problems pronto. Colonies upon the moon and underwater condos. The future is not as good as it used to be. The future is not as good as it used to be.
This is William Shatner with Time Capsule. Money, the root of all evil, may be a dying issue. The American Bankers Association projects the day when you'll be issued one small credit card, which you'll use throughout your entire life. All commercial establishments will be equipped with computers. You'll place your card against a sensitized plate, and instantly, your transaction is registered to your account. Your thumbprint plus genetic pattern will identify your card. Your card will be valid all over the world. You'll be able to borrow on your card at any time based on your predicted financial potential. In 100 years, the hand-to-hand passage of money will be out of date. But for today, count your pennies. That's Time Capsule for now. This is your synergist, William Shatner.
Grumbling all about. tale of a very tragic love, most grievous to relate. Two star-crossed lovers with a perfect love, they could not consummate. Their love was constant, their love was true, but of passion it was devoid. For he was a UNIVAC Mark II, and she was an XF1 humanoid. She gazed at him and a tear was in her eye. To her love was denied. Her lover stood for mighty stories high, and he was one block wide. How could they do the impossible? How could their love be enjoyed? When he was a UNIVAC Mark II and she was an XF1 humanoid. And each to each on wavelengths ultra high, they whispered secretly of transistors and gears and shafts and cams and printed circuitry. And so time passed for the two of them in the place where they were employed, where he was a UNIVAC Mark II and she was an XF1 humanoid. Oh, hush your sobs, my pretty little miss, and dry those oily tears. You know that robots can't afford to cry, for it surely rusts their gears. You must give up all these thoughts of love, though it leave you an aching void. Give up on this UNIVAC Mark II and find you an XM1 humanoid.
Spiral on out to infinity. shimmer and shine. You got me spinning like Saturn's rings. It's a galactic love in future time.
I've been misled, I've been mistreated, and I've been misused.
Boy, she really made a chunk out of you.
Yeah, but I made a New Year's resolution, and I'm really going to get her told.
What you going to tell her?
I'll tell you what I'm going to tell her. Get a load of this. I made my New Year's resolution. Tell you what I'm going to do. Just forget about the old year and the things we used to do. Going to take instead of giving. Cause my lesson I've learned. Going to get the things I wanted. And give nothing in return, cause I've changed my ways. And I don't care what you do. I've made my New Year's resolution, and baby, this time we're through. I'm gonna deal them from the bottom, ain't gonna play it fair at all. Please believe me, pretty baby, I'm gonna have myself a ball. Gonna give up my apartment. And you know they're hard to find. I don't want no last year's memories running through my weary mind. Cause I've changed my ways. And I don't care what you do. Yes, I've made my New Year's resolution. And baby, this time we're through. My way of living, you don't fit in my new plan, so you might as well forget it and go find another man, cause I've changed my way. Yes, I've changed my way. I've made my New Year's resolution, and baby, this time we're through.
This is William Shatner with Time Capsule. Government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from the earth. It's been 100 years since Abraham Lincoln offered these hopes. He'd cringe if he could witness our present political system. Watergate, impeachment mumblings, mass firings, gut-level corruption. But we are learning. There's more to politics than marking X's. What's ahead? the guillotine, or a bloodless change? Political scientists anticipate an integration of the governed with the governing. We'll give up our neuroses to elect authority figures in order to be ruled, and we'll elect people who will handle our affairs with us, not for us. In 100 years, utilizing a miniaturized computer, Town Hall will be in your home. You will be the government. As situations arise, they'll be instantly flashed to you. Should the alliance with Pluto be approved? Should we construct another energy plant on the moon? You'll use your computer to transmit your vote, or you can electronically communicate a message directly to your government. But for now, send letters. That prediction is 100 years away. That's Time Capsule for now. This is your synergist, William Shatner.
That I wish I hadn't done what I did. Will I join a young man's game. The future. It's a young man's game. I'm sorry. All right. So, yeah, we made it through the year. I don't know how. Don't ask me. I have no idea. Anyway, we have some predictions for up to the year 2100. Yeah, it's pretty scary. I mean, any way you look at predictions, they're scary, okay? 21st Century Boy was Siggy Siggy Sputnik. Future's So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades was Timbuk 3. And yes, they wrote that. I didn't know that. The Evolution Control Committee, the ECC, the future. And then the Tinklers, the future. We heard from our friend Francis Cannon, the singing psychic, and that was earthquakes, because there's going to be earthquakes in Mexico in 1984 or something like that. I don't know. Sheldon Allman, Univac and Humanoid. Yeah, it's going to come to that. You trust me. And then Love of the Year 3000, B-52s. They knew it. They knew it. New Year's Resolution Blues from Roy Milton and his Solid Senders. What remind you, take care with those resolutions. You know you're not going to keep them, all right? So stop. Tomorrow Belongs to Me was Sensational Alex Harvey. That was written for the play Cabaret, which turned into a movie, and it was co-opted by the neo-Nazis and the freakoids and whatever they're calling themselves now to promote bullshit, okay? So don't listen to them. Listen to the song, because it's true. And then When I Grow Up to Be a Man from the Beach Boys, and we can all hope we can grow up to be a man or something like it. Anyway, a couple more because the future is not limitless. I'll see you next year. Hey, next year we're going to start with aging. Aging, because it's my birthday. Bye. Sunny smiles.
to future. Or I might just stop loving you, loving you, loving you. I demand a better future.
Right at the moment, our universe is about 15,000 million years old, and there's some debate about what it's eventually going to do. The outcome hinges on, of all things, an estimate of how many atoms there are in the universe. If there are enough to exceed what is called the critical density, then the gravitational attraction they have for each other will continue to slow the expansion down until about 50,000 million years from now, it will stop. Like a ball that's motionless at the top of its curve. Then the universe would begin to fall in on itself. Slowly at first, until 50,000 million years later, it would be exactly the size it is now, but contracting. After another 15,000 million years, it would return to those unimaginably hot, dense moments that were occurring at its birth. Both space and time will then come to an end, and our universe will cease to exist. Some cosmologists have suggested, however, that such a cycle may continue, heralding the birth of another universe. This would mean that ours may simply be one of an infinite number of universes bouncing endlessly in and out. Nobody will ever know. Nothing, not even time, could survive those moments in between when the universe occupies no space, but is infinitely heavy, infinitely hot, and infinitely small.
Right, so the end of time may be 100,000 million years in the future. Does anybody know whether there are enough atoms in the universe for gravity to overtake expansion?
No, not really. Although if current experimental evidence turns out to be true, there aren't enough atoms in the universe. There is, on average, only one atom of visible matter for every 100 liters or so of empty space, and that's only 1% or so of that critical density. Black holes and other strange astronomical creatures may alter this figure, but at the moment, it looks as if the universe has a rather empty future. In 5,000 million years, our own sun will have expanded to engulf the inner planets, including the Earth. It will then collapse, becoming an incredibly dense object, about the size of the Earth, called a white dwarf. Indeed, a piece of a white dwarf, the size of a sugar cube, would weigh over 5 tons. After another few million years, it will have cooled to no more than an icy lump moving silently through empty space. One by one, although new ones will be created from time to time out of the galactic dust, the stars in the heavens will begin to go out. Some will blow themselves apart as supernovae. Some will collapse into black holes. And many, like our sun, will simply dim and cool. As the expansion continues, the fading galaxies will gradually disperse and become invisible, and even the few giant black holes that are left may eventually disappear through a process akin to evaporation. There may be occasional flurries of activity as neutron stars or black holes collide, lighting up the darkness in remote corners of the universe. But basically, that will be that. All that will be left of the universe will be black, empty space. With nothing left to happen, no events left to occur, the concept of time will cease to have any meaning. We will have arrived at the end.